Welcome to today's episode of the Podbeam Smiles Polkeen podcast. So today we're looking at the conference that I've just been to called the A11Y. Now this conference is big in the States and America in terms of the persons involved and the companies or the organizations they represent. And A11Y is about accessibility and making your content on the web more accessible. So the speakers involved included web designers who are talking about accessible formats, particularly PDF documents and how to make them more accessible for screen readers. And also those who do podcasts. And I recommend to you the podcast that that I latched onto by Dax and his colleague Chad, and I'll put this on my website so that you can link to it. If you just look for the A11Y Accessibility Conference notice, you'll see that or note. So. What was it like? Well, based in North Idaho, beautiful part of the country, this represented the college and students in North Idaho. My good friend Jeremy Sader invited me over. We met in the Lebanon at the ABLE Summit, and this was another sort of opportunity to meet and work with people across the pond. And I can truly say now that I've been across to the west side of the coast, almost. Not quite in California, but almost there. So North Idaho, 70 miles south of the Canadian border, so you get a feel for it, and it's by a beautiful lake. In fact, it's one of the most scenic colleges I've ever been to, which gives you some idea. So I'd strongly recommend that you, if you know of people in Idaho or the area, advise them to come along next year, August the 2nd and 3rd, to the Accessibility Conference in North Idaho College. I was welcomed and given great respect for who I am and what I do, and the speakers varied. There were such a wide range of different topics, from motivational speaking to more practical nuts and bolts of actual skills. There were three strands running through the conference: passion, specialized, and skill. I took on board the passion and specialised, so I talk about We Can Make a Difference, which really is the theme of my life, and why is the change, the strapline for my website, which says changing lives, one person at a time using assistive technology. So I based my talks around that, and also the work that has gone on into making accessibility work, which is a big tall order. We may have all the technologies, but they're not pulled together. For instance, why don't we have a speech driven computer? I know we got Alexa, I know we got Google, but we still need a computer that is actually completely interoperable and controlled by your voice. In fact, it was recognized by Star Trek in 1967. That's 56 years ago, folks, if you do the maths. And it was recognised as a tool then. And although Alexa does parts of that, it doesn't do it all. And this is the message that comes across much of accessibility. We can get so far, but not completely there. So that is the goal. Let's get completely there. And certainly my colleague from the Lebanon was speaking, Maha. And she spoke about the happiest depressed people in the world, which is a lesson about overcoming adversity by looking at it from an optimistic and even cheerful and hilarious point of view. So laughing through your difficulties would probably be something that they have, based on the experience that nobody's going to help them but themselves. So, hey, what? Let's get on with it. Start a party. So that's one phrase that sticks in my mind. The other was Dan dance talk, motivational talk about we can think better than we actually are. And his theme was really talking big about each other, but not in an overbearing or an over enthusiastic manner beyond bounds of acceptability, but by actually demonstrating it by having a belief system that says that we can do things better. And we can often do things better in teams. And he mentioned that factor too. And he gave us the five P's, which of course I've not got access to just at the moment. So maybe another time we can cover that. It's been some time since this episode has been done, but I do hope that you tune in to our regular sessions when we come back in the autumn to do this. So I'll say goodbye for now, and thank you for listening.